Well, hello. Welcome to the next episode of Pegasus Radio. Today, I am going to look at maternity and paternity policies within the major consultancies, full stop, I guess, within the construction and property sector. So firstly, an apology. This is something I've been working on for a while. It's been one of my projects to try and get the information about what the majority of consultancies are offering in terms of both maternity and paternity cover. I started this project probably 3 months ago, and candidly, it's kind of fallen onto the back burner just because I've been so busy. But it's something I do intend to pick up and produce a written guide that I can publish for people. I just thought I'd give you all a bit of an interim by doing a quick podcast about what my findings have been. Now, for obvious reasons, I guess it's been difficult to come by some of this information is the first thing I'll say. The second one is I'm amazed in some cases how complicated some companies make the policy around maternity and paternity. Some of them, it's almost mind-boggling as to working out what exactly you do and don't get. It's fair to say that some of them do not provide plain English as to the explanation of it. So let's deal, first of all, with paternity, because that's the easy one to deal with first. I would say the vast majority of businesses are offering 2 weeks paternity, usually to be had around birth of the child. Occasionally, you can take that at a later date to choose you. There's only one organization I found that's got anything different to that, which is 4 weeks paternity leave. 2 weeks need to be taken within a couple of months of birth, and the second 2 weeks can be taken within the following year. That's the best one I've seen. The vast majority, I think, is a fairly standard 2 weeks. Maybe in today's world we live in, I think perhaps that is not great, I would say. There is one or two organizations out there who offer shared parental leave. Coming back to my point earlier, it's bloody confusing, frankly, in terms of trying to work out exactly how to navigate that. It probably requires your spouse's or partner's kind of company to offer something similar as well. It just struck me as being very complicated trying to work out how you understand shared parental leave. In terms of maternity cover, a real variance, actually, from the worst I've seen being kind of 6 weeks and then statutory. Two companies being the best, which is they offer a full 6 months full pay before going to statutory, which is the two outstanding ones I've seen. Beyond those two extremes, there's a heck of a lot of variance, basically. Some of them offer sustained period at full pay or maybe even 90% pay and then drop down to statutory. And literally, I'll have to just reel you off lots of different numbers because they're very different depending on different organizations. I think the other thing to bear in mind is level of service or years of service. So some of the maternity cover kicks in quite early, you know, literally within 6 months of employment, you could have maternity cover and you would be offered their full maternity policy. Others, you may find you have to have a year service or even 2 year service to get the full maternity policy kick in. So it's really worth, I think if that's a factor that you're thinking about as part of your decision about either moving to an employer or staying with an employer, is to dig out the stats and just understand exactly, or stick out the contract, I beg your pardon, dig out the contract and understand exactly what the expectations will be about how much service you would have to have before that maternity and, for that matter, paternity policies kick in. So look, I hope that's been a useful short one. I appreciate I can't give you the details of every company I've looked at, nor would it probably be appropriate to be fair. But yeah, the two things I would say to look into if you're considering moving to a company and want to understand the maternity and paternity policy, just understand how many years of service you have to have before the policies kick in and you can get the maximum amount of pay and benefits from that. And there is a great deal of variance out there. So do not assume that because one company offers a set policy that is standard across the board. If you require some advice around that, if you want to ask me about a particular company, I'm happy to give you that information off the record if you drop me a line. Okay, I hope that's been a useful one. As I say, do look out for the proper guide that I will be producing, you know, hopefully at some point in June. I'm about to go on a week's holiday, but after that, I will get onto it in June and hopefully be able to produce a written guide on maternity and paternity. Okay, I hope it's been a useful one. Have a great day, everyone. Bye.